This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, October 7th. I'm Gavin Dahl. The deadline has passed for health workers at hospitals and nursing homes to receive their first dose of coronavirus vaccine or face losing their job. Colorado officials have proposed weakening the state's vaccine mandate. Proposed changes would require facilities to reach only 90% compliance. Religious exemptions would also be counted toward a facility's compliance rate, reducing the number of waiver applications for the state to review. The mandate has caused chaos at some facilities, especially rural hospitals with high vaccination refusal rates. The Colorado Sun reports currently 100% of hospital and nursing home staff must be vaccinated or have a valid medical exemption. More than 30% of the state's hospitals anticipate a staff shortage in the coming week. Staff shortages are harder for rural hospitals because they already struggle to attract workers operating on small financial margins. Bringing on expensive temporary staff isn't sustainable. A decision to relax the mandate rests with the Board of Health. Their next meeting is scheduled for October 21st. Montrose County School District is rolling out a state-funded rapid COVID testing program for all schools. Parental consent is required. The Montrose Press reports consistent testing will allow enrolled students to be exempt from mandatory quarantining as a result of classroom exposure. Also, if at least 70% of unvaccinated students and staff are participating, a campus will not be required to quarantine if exposed individuals are not exhibiting symptoms. MCSD's Matt Jenkins says the goal is to ensure fewer students have to stay home. A new trail in Paonia is now open, built on Paonia K-8 school property and town property. It was a joint effort between the Nature Connection and Western Slope Conservation Center. An area teenager is opening her second art exhibit this week. Kate Redman spoke with Caden Matuzak to learn more.
Illusions is an art show that opens at the Creamery on Bridge Street in Hotchkiss tonight. The artist is a 15-year-old sophomore enrolled in the Paonia Experiential Leadership Academy who has a unique idea for her acrylic paintings. She is adding LED lights to affect the colors of her work. I asked Caden Matuzak where she got the idea.
It was actually on a school trip to Aspen. We went to an art gallery there and I saw art that was with LEDs. And I thought, oh, I could do something like that. And so I thought, if I do really, really bright, colorful acrylics, then I could have things changing and fading into each other.
Even though the show opens tonight, the opening event will take place on Saturday and will include food and wine from Mesa Winds. Matuzak wants art lovers to know that walking into the gallery, it might look different than most art shows.
The thing that I definitely want people to know is it's kind of going to look hidden. I have to have it blocked by a curtain so none of the light gets in and messes with the LEDs. So it's going to look like that room is blocked off, but it's not. It's just going to be blocked by a curtain and you just go in the curtain and then you could see the light show.
Illusions runs all month at the Creamery Arts Center in Hotchkiss. The public is invited to meet the artist Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
High housing prices mean local workers are getting priced out across the Mountain West. A nonprofit in Telluride is trying to make small-town housing affordable by turning to factory-built homes. For the latest installment in our series with Rocky Mountain Community Radio and the Solutions Journalism Network highlighting affordable housing solutions, KOTO's Matt Hoisch reports.
Housing takes time. Kiefer Perino knows this. He's been working on one affordable housing development for local workers since before the pandemic.
It's been a couple years versus a couple months in the making.
Perino is the mayor of Norwood, Colorado. The roughly 600-person town is shaping up to be the first to get about 24 deed-restricted workforce housing units from a new initiative launched by a local nonprofit, the Telluride Foundation. They're taking a simple but potentially powerful approach. Building houses for less money.
If you work backwards from a teacher in Norwood, they're making $41,000, they can afford a $180,000 home.
That's Paul Major, president and CEO of the foundation.
Can we actually deliver a $180,000 three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage home?
To get the cost down, Major breaks it into three buckets: land, financing, and construction. When it comes to land, the foundation is trying to get it for free. San Miguel County has donated the parcel of land in Norwood. For financing, a mix of public and private donors have put forth low-cost capital. Finally, there's construction.
The first thing that comes onto a on-site construction project is the dumpster, because 30% of all materials that come onto a construction site are waste. They turn out to be waste.
To solve that problem, the foundation has turned to off-site construction. Homes are pre-built in a factory and essentially installed onto the site. David Bruce manages the housing initiative for the foundation. He says that off-site building can reduce construction costs per square foot by about 75%. And he adds, there's nothing new about the approach.
People have been talking about that since the 60s. And one of the reasons it hasn't sort of taken on this effect and revolutionized the construction industry the way, you know, Ford assembly line has is because, you know, there's a huge advantage just to you and me going to a building site, bringing some lumber with us, and there's a flexibility to build on site that is actually hard to calibrate and line up once you prefabricate everything.
For an existing example, he suggests I look into another similar large-scale development called The Farm in Buena Vista, Colorado.
Micah Salazar, I'm the chief operating officer of Fading West Development.
Fading West Development is the developer behind The Farm. So far, Salazar says, they've built 86 houses using off-site construction, and all of them have sold for between roughly $200,000 and $500,000. And he notes, even though they're not deed restricted, a little more than 80% of the people living in them are part of the local workforce.
We really can't build them fast enough at this point.
The best way that I can put it is the impact has just been huge.
Duff Lacey is the mayor of Buena Vista. He says he hasn't heard anything negative from his constituents about The Farm, but he notes the factory-built units are still a couple hundred thousand dollars. So he thinks they're not a cure for all the region's housing challenges, but they fill a void.
There's still a gap, but this is definitely taking care of a sector that is looking for housing.
Of course, there's no guarantee the Telluride Foundation homes will sell as quickly as the Buena Vista ones, but Major is confident. A study found there's pent-up demand for over 30 affordable homes in Norwood, more than the foundation plans to help build. They're also working on similar projects in nearby Nucla, Ridgeway, and Ouray. All in all, the projects could result in over 100 new deed-restricted homes for local workforces. And, if all goes well, more could follow.
We see this as an opportunity to potentially see this work in a pilot format and potentially scale this in other parts of rural Colorado that need new housing construction.
Rick Garcia is the executive director of the Colorado Department of Local Affairs. He says once they see one or two of the projects completed and homeowners moving in, the state is prepared to help other communities take a similar approach. The Telluride Foundation hopes to break ground in Norwood next year and have folks moving in by fall 2022. For KOTO and the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Coalition, I'm Matt Hoisch.
That does it for Thursday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.